Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and we're beginning another week of Fire on the Earth, a program dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. We just came through, 7 weeks of celebration of Easter, the glorious celebration of Pentecost, the culmination of Jesus' mission to make it possible for human beings to be made alive in the power and presence of the Holy Spirit given to us in baptism. And that same Holy Spirit giving us the grace, the power, the anointing to follow in the footsteps of the apostles, according to our vocation, according to our calling, to spread the good news, the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And today, the church presents us another wonderful feast is celebrated in memory of Our Lady, Mother of the Church. You know, Our Lady has a variety of titles that we remember as a church. We celebrate, realizing what Jesus has brought about in his mother's life, what he has made possible for her. And as I was thinking about it, I'm going to just read some passages today to just reflect on her motherhood and understand why the church calls Mary the mother of the church. But I want to begin first with a little story, my own story, my family. I grew up in a little farming community in southern Minnesota. I was one of seven kids, typical Catholic family in many ways, Sunday church goers, but for the most part, we weren't highly engaged in the faith. That is, my siblings and I, at least my brothers and I and others, and we're typical in that way, needing deeper conversion, let me put it that way. And we had a lot of great stuff in the family though, but we also faced challenges. And one of the big challenges in my family was my father, who was a tank commander in Patton's Third Army, Battle of the Bulge guy. He was in reconnaissance. He was at the liberation of Mauthausen concentration camp. He could speak fluent German because the community we grew up in was German, you know, in a place called New Ulm. And he was a hero in many ways, just like many of those men who fought and women who fought in the Second World War. And he was decorated and he came home. But Dad, probably in those days, if they would have been as attentive to it and aware of it as they are now, probably would have been diagnosed with PTSD. And so we grew up with a wonderful dad, but a dad who struggled. And he dealt with the struggles of war and the torment inside himself, which he never really talked about, by drinking. And he became an alcoholic. And he was the kind of alcoholic that could keep the balls in the air and keep managing things, but it was a difficulty. And so many of you I know are listening to the show. You have people in your life or you know others who are alcoholic or addicted in some way. And for years we lived with that, and there was a lot of difficulty and pain in the midst of it. But the Lord in his mercy, when I was about a junior in high school and the second youngest of the seven kids in our family, the Lord, in his mercy, heard our cry, heard our prayers, and brought healing to my father. That's a story in and of itself, would take probably most of the rest of the show. But what I wanted to mention was, when healing came to my dad, it was at the heart of it was a growing conversion, a deepening of conversion that was happening in some of my siblings and I. And as a 16, 17-year-old, I was starting to really confront the question of who is Jesus, and through the challenge and help of one of my sisters, really came to know that Jesus is alive and that he's the Lord. And she had a clear sense through people in her prayer group in her parish, had been praying for my dad, praying for other people as well every week when they met. And a couple of the men from the prayer group had a prophetic sense that the Lord was going to bring healing to my father. And when my sister came to share that with us, nobody in my house understood that. I mean, we knew some of that stuff happened in the Bible, but we started talking about that, and that was never part of our family language. That was not part of our understanding of how to live the faith. And she was speaking about the Lord like he was alive and real and present, that Jesus was aware of our situation and that he was actually speaking to us, you know, through others who were sincerely seeking him. And it really brought life. And that became the doorway through which we, all of us in our family, began to say yes to Jesus more and more. And that yes to Jesus and really putting him first and seeking him was a step that helped bring about my father's healing. as well. He went through treatment, and there were many interesting and inspirational and challenging things happened during that treatment. But throughout our entire life, and especially through that time, my mother, who was just a wonderful woman and a very good mother, she had a very deep devotion to Our Lady. And she every day prayed the rosary, prayed, I think, many times all the mysteries of the rosary each day. And she'd read some scripture and some spiritual reading. But her rosary was at the center of her spiritual journey. And when we look back, my siblings and I, to the transformation that happened in our family, one of the things that we all realized was we owed so much to my mom's faith. My mom had a deep love for the Lord, and she had great confidence that Mary was a tremendous intercessor for us. And she was like our mother in a certain way in the family, you know, because there was such a presence there in her, and my mom trusted in her in such a significant way and really helped me as a young man, as I began to come into a more living faith, began to see and understand Mary's role and who she is and what Jesus has called her to do. We know in the glorious mysteries of the rosary, Our Lady was assumed into heaven, and then she was crowned queen of heaven and earth. And that because of Jesus's death on the cross applied to her life, her yes, the grace God gave her, the yes that she said at the beginning of the whole work of the coming of our Lord, the incarnation, be it done unto me according to thy word, that the Father entrusted so much to her, he entrusted his beloved Son to her in an entirely unique way. And we are the body of Christ, the church. We're united to Jesus now through what we just celebrated, his death, resurrection, ascension into heaven, the right hand of the Father. In his person, he takes human flesh, as I've talked about many times over the last number of weeks, into the presence of the Father, where human flesh is glorified in him, and he's the second Adam, and he's now pouring out his Holy Spirit, and the church is born from that outpouring of the Holy Spirit, and that church is not just an organization in history, it is the body of Christ. It's the mystical body of Christ, and we're all united together, and we're now united with all the brothers and sisters who are in heaven and those who are on the earth that are baptized into Christ, that are united to him in love and prayer, even those who are in the process of being purified in purgatory. And the Lord has given his mother some very unique roles. I mean, just think about the prophetic mission that he has sent her on in the appearances that she's made from heaven, like in Fatima. The Lord really sent his mother on mission to speak a word to the world, to be a prophetic representative of Jesus and his kingship and lordship. And the mercy of God, but the warning of God came through her, you know, for the whole world at that time. And of course, other places, Medjugorje, that hasn't been completely confirmed yet, but there are places like in Rwanda and others where she's appeared and she's forewarned people of crises and pinpointing what's the problem, and then calling people out to repentance and showing them the way to go. And so the role that Our Lady has in the church is really like a mother, and she does look after her children. And I see in my mother and her trust and the prayers and how she fell more in love with Jesus all the time, each day kind of in praying the rosary, going through really some really difficult times with my dad and other things, and trusting in the Lord, going deeper in her faith. And she walked with a peace, and she was steady through the whole process of my recollection of how she lived. And there was a grace and trust that she received, and she knew Our Lady and the saints were in her corner, and she was loving the Lord and really being taught by Our Lady in so many ways. So when she died, my mom died, we had the night before the funeral, all of my siblings and I and all the grandkids, which were at the time, I think, like 73 children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren. And many of them were practicing the faith. Not everybody, but many of them were. But everybody loved Grandma. And that night before the funeral, we are there alone in the funeral home. And we just took some time to give everybody who wanted to an opportunity to say something about Grandma. And one person after another, and it was especially touching to hear from the teenage grandkids, both boys and girls, talking about how peaceful they felt being with Grandma, how much love they felt when they'd each had a story when they were alone with Grandma, you know, staying with her, visiting with her after my dad died, and talking about, like, my nephew saying, man, Grandma's food was so good. You know, she knew just what I liked. But they'd say at the same time, my mom, you know, she had a rhythm of when she'd pray the rosary during the day. And if you were there, and some of them said they had a really fond memory of just being there and praying the rosary with mom, with Grandma, their grandma, and in the context of it. And she was such a living witness, and she helped. She probably didn't know it. She knows it now, but she really was a powerful evangelist in helping. She was such a credible witness and a loving grandmother that the kids were really truly impacted by her, and both the boys and the girls. And it was such a touching thing. So after we were done sharing, as you can imagine, there were lots of tears and things, and everybody was leaving. I was the last one out. And I turned back. I was walking out the door, and I turned back in the casket, looked back at the casket. The casket was open still. So I thought, I'm just going to go kneel down and say goodnight, so to speak, to Grandma, to my mother. And I was just kneeling there. And then, you know, partly because of just grief, of course, I just felt overwhelmed emotionally when I looked down at her. And I know she's not there. I knew she was already, you know, with the Lord in some way in the process, but was still in need of our prayers. And I was praying, and I had this experience, very vivid experience, of Our Lady, actually, saying that Mom, who lived in a small little town her whole life, never traveled that much, never had a big job, never, she's just a wonderful mom and a grandmother. And Our Lady saying to me that Mom was mighty in the kingdom of God. There's lots of people like my mom in the world who nobody notices, who, you know, they don't have big podcast, or they're not traveling all over the world, or they're not clergy or whatever, but they're just faithful servants who love God, who love the Lord, walking with Our Lady, who can be totally trusted. And then I just saw this image of, like, Our Lady was holding out the rosary, and my mom was hanging on one side, Our Lady was hanging on the other, and Our Lady had, like, the Lord's hand in the other. And she was lifting all of us up as we were, she was holding on to a rosary as well. And somehow we were all chained together, and that we were all being lifted up, and that the Blessed Mother was very much a part of the conversion and the outpouring of the Spirit that happened in my family, the healing that went on, the learning how to forgive and get healthy. It was great. She was right in the middle of it, and she really was our mother, and she was working through my mother as well. And so I just want to honor, and let's just remember all the mothers out there who are walking in the footsteps of Our Lady and leaning on her. Let's just thank God for our mothers and for the Mother of God. God bless you, friends. Have a good day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once, and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future, and it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.